former Dallas Cowboy and former Pittsburgh Steeler. As much as I hate to say that, I'm gonna have to. There you go. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, boy. I tell you, we were talking with Rocket Ishmael momentarily, or just a minute ago, and said that I'm a big fan of the Dallas Cowboys. Grew up a Cowboy fan, mm-hmm. So when I found out you and Rocket were coming, I was like, heck yeah, this is gonna be a great show. This is gonna be awesome. How have you been?
I'm great. I'm great.
Now you finished up with the Steelers, which yeah. I let's just not talk about that because nobody likes the Steelers, right? I mean, come on.
I liked them for a while.
While they were paying the bills, you liked them, right?
Yeah.
How's everything been with you and now that you've been out of the league, and what are you doing now?
Everything is fabulous right now. So I just build houses in Dallas right now.
Oh, so you're back in Dallas right now?
Yeah, I'm back in Dallas. That's where I'm going to stay.
Now, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. When you think about offensive linemen for the Dallas Cowboys, you think of Larry Allen and you think of Flozell Adams. So those are two guys I think, anyways, when I think of, you know, guys that really anchored the offensive line, you know, there at the late 90s into the 2000s. Just talk about your time with the Cowboys and, you know, some of the guys you played with and the experiences.
Just to play with a couple of guys that, you know, definitely in the Hall of Fame now, Troy, Mike, Emmett, you know, Dion, and the new one, Larry. And, you know, I feel kind of honored that I played with him. I'm like, oh, I played with him. So one of my most memorable moments is playing with Larry.
Yeah.
I mean, he made the job so easy with his dominance in the trenches and everything. And he's much more of a leader than what people think he is because he's not vocal around a lot of people. But he did a good job with definitely motivating us out on the game field to help us do everything we need to do to become successful.
Now, you're a five-time Pro Bowler. You were All-Pro in 2007. Frankly, I'm going to just go ahead and start the Hall of Fame chants now for Flozell Adams to get into the Hall of Fame. You've got all your buddies in there. You might as well join them as well.
Well, I hope so, but we'll just see how that one rolls.
You know, making the transition from Michigan State, just talk about that transition. A lot of guys we see, you know, the combine just took place. You've got offensive linemen in there getting the bench press. Does the combine, I mean, is it relevant? I mean, does it really help you for an offensive lineman to make your draft better?
I personally don't think not for offensive linemen. I think the combine's more for maybe running backs or DBs or something like that, just to see how the official size and the speed. But offensive linemen, what you see on tape is what you're going to get. So if you put a good tape together in college, I think that's what you're going to have for going into the combine.
Talk about making that transition from Michigan State. You made it pretty quickly starting as a rookie, I believe, at guard.
Yeah,
at guard before moving to tackle. Talk about that transition. You know, you look at the draft boards now, and left tackle specifically, it's a premium position in the NFL, that defensive end. When you look at these guys who are projected to go first, second, third overall now, you're looking at a lot of offensive linemen. How is it making that transition from college to the NFL starting as a rookie? What were the biggest difficulties for you?
It was very difficult, especially when you come to training camp. It was more of the time that you put in because we didn't – in college you had class and all the other stuff, mm-hmm. But the time that you put in, the amount of time, and then going from Michigan to Texas, our hot days were 80, 82. And then you get to training camp in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Oh, brutal.
It was 118 degrees. And I was like, whoa. See, I'm not going to last here very long. But the transition, it was very difficult in the game plan and the studying and the things you have to know, along with the players. You know, everybody's good. They've got the best players in college you're playing against, not just some guy from here and there. So the transition was it was difficult, but you learn how to accept it and just go on and learn. And what I learned early was to talk to a lot of veterans. And I talked to them, asked them what I need to do and, what technique do I need to work on and be more vocal with the coach and tell them things that you're not comfortable with and work with the things you need to do to become better.
You know, you had the opportunity to play for Bill Parcells, and he seemed like he was in your corner trying to get you a new deal to stay with the Cowboys. Talk about, you know, playing for him and what he was like.
Yeah, Bill was, I'm not tell a story because he's a very difficult coach, but he's a very demanding coach.
Yeah.
He's a great coach. And I admire his skill and wit because, actually, you know, I've heard of Bill before, but I never knew his technique and his desire. But knowing him and the things that he prepared you for each game and how he prepared them may help us become a better players on the team. So that's how you saw we went from 5 to 11. We really sucking until we got in, and we went straight to the playoffs. So
you know, when thinking about Parcells' year, you know, the year that a lot of people think of under Parcells was when Tony Romo fumbled the snap against Seattle up there. You know, I don't think, you know, Parcells was, he's a tough guy, but I think he was compassionate for, you know, Romo in that situation. He just seems like, he seems not as much as a player's coach, but he demands, but he also demands, gets respect to the players.
Yeah, he does give a lot of respect for the players, even though it doesn't seem like it from the outside.
Yeah.
But he gets a lot of respect for the players. And as for Tony fumbling that snap in Seattle, I mean, it was just a mistake. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. You can't get on a guy for doing that. So, you know, we showed Romo a lot of compassion on the plane and everything. You know,
things
are all right and everything. But
Flozell Adams joining us on the Zone as he's in for the AAU Lions golf tournament. Not really much golf being played right now because of the rain. What's your golf game like?
I was just warming up.
There you go.
I can't tell you what it was going to be like today, but I think I was going to do a better job until that lightning started.
You're here supporting youth football. Talk about your youth football experience. I mean, was it anything like what Reggie's putting together here with all these coaches and all the support that's being built here in Arkansas?
Well, I didn't start till my junior in high school.
Really?
So I didn't know.
So you didn't really have it. What did you do before that? You play basketball, anything else?
No, I didn't do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
So who got you? Who convinced you to play football?
The coach.
Really?
Yeah, the coach had convinced me to play football.
And did he want you to play O-line or D-line?
I played both.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
But I can tell you what I've seen right here compared to the stuff that I've been around even growing up, even though I didn't play. You know, this is a remarkable thing that's going on. You have people that spend a lot of time. This is not just some park district team or anything like that. To put in the time and the dedication to get these young kids out there to do some things.
I like it.
Flozell, you were a five-time Pro Bowler. You know, a lot of talk's been made about the Pro Bowl, whether they should keep it, get rid of it. I would imagine as a player going out to Hawaii, that's a great experience doing all that. But what's your thoughts on, you know, keeping the Pro Bowl around for future years?
I mean, it's something that's been around for a while. It's a staple. But, you know, the way players play over there, you get a lot of guys that are up on contracts and everything, and that turf over there is horrible.
Yeah.
It stinks. It sucks. I mean, get enough rain enough in Hawaii, just put some grass there because you get it there. It's like playing on concrete.
Yeah. Really?
You don't want to get hurt because if you get hurt, you're not going to get your deal. So
I
don't blame the guys over there, you know, trying to protect themselves so they won't get injured or anything like that. But the Pro Bowl should definitely be a stay.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have said, why don't they just have a skills challenge? I think the skills challenge would be awesome to see the linemen go up against each other. You have, you know, quarterback toss. I think that would be pretty neat.
No. Maybe a skills challenge like wide receiver, DB type thing, but linemen trying to butt heads there.
Well, they should just send you guys out there, and you can just relax the whole week, right?
They should relax the whole week.
You still get the perks of it, right?
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
We'll watch him cheer them on.
There you go. That'd be good.
Now, do you keep up with the NCAA tournament much?
Yes, I do.
So did you watch the selection show yesterday? Or
No, I didn't get to see the selection show. I just wait until we start playing.
You're a Michigan State guy, and Michigan State is in – as a three seed, you like their shot?
Yeah, I like a shot. I don't care where we are. We usually do a pretty good job in the tournament, even though the last couple of games in the regular season doesn't happen.
Now, you and Reggie were talking some smack just a minute ago over there. He's talking about, what was it, Michigan fake? Is that what he said?
Yeah, I'm talking about Furry State.
Furry State. Because Reggie went to Murray State.
It's Furry State.
Okay.
The races.
Yeah.
Furry
State Facers.
Yeah, you and Reggie played together in what, 2002 or 2003?
I can't remember the years.
They all just run together?
Yeah, they run together, man. All the players that you played with in this all 1 year.
Now you played with Emmett, though, right?
And
what was it like blocking for him and opening up holes for him?
You know, I grew up watching Emmett, so I didn't, you know, I didn't even play football at the time.
Yeah.
Just to get drafted with the Cowboys and finally, you know, see right there in a situation like, oh, man, it's Emmett Smith. But to get out there and block for him is kind of honor and privilege because this guy is a definite proven running back out there, and he definitely had vision, and he did a lot of remarkable things over the years, even in his later years. So, I appreciate him.
One thing about Emmett Smith is him and other running backs recently have come out against a proposal to a rule now being talked about in the NFL league and committee that a running back will no longer be allowed to lower his head and go at a defensive player. And if they do, they would be penalized. That's a rule change right now. Emmett spoke out. That's a proposal right now.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard about it, but basically what they're saying is you cannot go forward. You can't, you know, use the crown of your head to break a tackle or go through a defender. I mean, and along with that and some other rules that are going on to try to make the game safer, do you think they might be taking a little bit away from what the game is, or are you okay with it because it would technically make it safer?
They're definitely taking away from the game. And to ask a running back to not lower his head against the defender so he can get jammed himself,
yeah,
that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of. So I hope they don't pass it because it's a natural instinct for all running backs to at least lower themselves to prevent from getting hit. Because a running back standing up getting hit in the chest, I mean, that would feel good.
They'll get de-cleated.
Yeah, they'll get cleated. So you're telling him he can't lower his head? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
So I hope they don't pass that.
I hope not either.
I just think they don't have anything else to probably try to rule on, so they just pick something and let's see who like one.
They're bored over there, aren't
they? They're bored. They couldn't figure anything. They took everything else away. Why?
That's a good point.
You had an opportunity to play, I guess, 1 year at New Cowboy Stadium. What was that like?
Oh, it was great, man.
It's like the Taj Mahal, right?
Yes, it's definitely the Taj Mahal. And when we first got there, I've never went there. I don't even drive on this side of town. And when we had our first preseason game, I was like,
it looked like a spaceship landed in the middle of Arlington.
Spaceship, and then we go in and all the lights and glitz and the screen and everything is phenomenal.
Did you find yourself looking up at that Jumbotron throughout the game?
Well, with the bench right there, it's hard to look at it. But I did try to look at it a couple of times. It's crazy.
Rocket said that he played PS3 on it. He said he had an opportunity to go in there and play Madden on the Jumbotron.
They play video games on that thing?
Yeah, they did. You missed out.
That's messed up.
I know.
They didn't give the line.
They might give you another chance.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I'll play it.
Well, Flozell, we appreciate you joining us, man, and maybe we'll get some golf out here. If it clears up, Chris and I'll come play with you. How about that?
All right, let's do it.
Flozell Adams, former Dallas Cowboy, and I'll go ahead and throw it out there, former Pittsburgh Steelers.
There you go. Got to give him due credit.
He did play 1 year there at Pittsburgh. Real quick, what was your time at Pittsburgh like since you did, you know, the rivalry between the Cowboys and Steelers, and you went there? What was that like?
It was great, and they had a lot of good people up there, and the organization was class act. I can't even say anything bad about them.
I might have shed a tear though when you left. I might have said, "Well, there goes Flozell. He's going to the bad guys now."
Well, hey, you have to look for greener pasture somewhere. Yeah. It was about that time. So
at least it's not the same division as the Cowboys.
At least they weren't the same
division. Exactly.
Well, Flozell, we appreciate you joining us, and hopefully we'll be able to see you swinging around here in just a minute.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Flozell Adams, former Dallas Cowboy and Pittsburgh Steeler.